This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And tonight we welcome aboard a brand new affiliate, WUSX 98.5. They are located in Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, and Milford, Delaware, and they cover the Delmarva area. We appreciate them very much. They're carrying our weekday show from 2 to 6 and our weekend show from 2 to 5. And again, you folks down there, if you want to give us a call, the number is 877-969-8600. When I said down there, I should have said up there, because we're the ones down there. We're in Florida broadcasting to you up there. But anyway, the number's 877-969-8600. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there behind the big rigs, and also our U.S. mail, bulk mail center drivers out there, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
It would be time right now to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those four words, one nation under God in particular, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. We hope you get it, too. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, we do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go over to the caller. I believe I know who this is. Is this Mr. Mike in Clearwater?
Yes, Captain.
What's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. I was kind of shocked with the whole thing with the Supreme Court, so I guess, you know, we can kind of, I don't want to use the, well, I guess it was, steal the election. Now we can try to undermine what we believe is going to be an opinion from the Supreme Court. So what do we do, Kyle? I mean, this is not good. They're starting to release decisions before they're supposed to be made public, and they're going to try to do this to undermine. I mean, where does it end, Kyle? This is very scary stuff. Thank you.
All right. Well, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. And, yeah, I do think that it is there to undermine the process of the Supreme Court. Can you imagine any other decision being leaked? In fact, I don't think we've ever seen this.
Never.
At this point.
Never.
That's right. But it is such an explosive issue that somebody's trying to get out in front of it, as it were. if let's just say the Supreme Court came out and gave its decision on using its regular procedures and it was overturning Roe v. Wade, well, certainly it would cause a massive amount of protests and chaos, as it were. But I think they're looking at it trying to say, how do we use this to our advantage? Maybe we can leak this and we can try to change the outcome somehow. Because this is a major, major thing, obviously, for the far left. And they will want to make this the one subject that is always talked about, and they'll bring in court packing again. You watch.
Yes, they will, but they'll also fail to accomplish any of their goals because of the fact that they've alienated so many people along the way, and everybody knows what this is. This is somebody, and by the way, the Democrats and some of the progressive left liberal socialists, the Democratic socialists, they were very quick to jump on the bandwagon and call whoever did this a hero, so they can't wait to find out who this is. Now, there's two ways that this could go. Number one, it could be a civil litigation, or if the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court decides to make it criminal, which he could, then it becomes a crime, and that person, when they catch him, goes to jail, and they will find out who this is, mark my words.
Well, they certainly will. And you're right, Captain. They'll be hailed as a hero by certain parts of the political spectrum, and then by others that they'll say this was unprecedented, a malicious act. But obviously, the aftermath of this, the fallout that we're just now seeing, I think is going to continue to grow because this is such a divisive issue. Now, again, the Supreme Court justices have to be able to lay out in their opinion the constitutional foundational framework for their decision. Now, that makes it a whole different story. Are the liberal Democrats going to then say, well, this none of this makes any sense? Because this is how our system was designed. Now, you know, so but of course they'll find some way to continue to make it this major, major fight in the streets. I'm just using that term as a relative term. Basically, it's just they just want to have a brawl about this as opposed to looking at it as a constitutional question.
And you're surprised?
No, not at all. But they want to create that sort of mob mentality of and put it out to, you know, in other words, the Supreme Court doesn't make decisions based on popular opinion.
Nobody should be surprised with anything the Democrats are trying to do right now, because I told you all along from the beginning they were going to try to pull out all the stops and do everything and anything that you wouldn't think they would do. They're going to try to do it to try to accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. Mark my words. And I'm telling you, right now, it is not going to work. We'll be right back with more of Captain America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Who was that astute scholar that just said that? My goodness. All right. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, I talked about Relief Factor last hour and told you what it does for me. And I also suggested to some of my veteran brothers and sisters out there that if you're taking something that's not all that hardcore and you want to get rid of it because it's narcotics, how about trying a little Relief Factor to see if that might solve your problem? Because it's an all-natural product, and here's what it does for me. I've been taking it for 7 years. What it does for me is I have swelling and inflammation in my left leg, ankle, and foot. And sometimes the pain will go all the way up to my knee and then in my hip and then in my shoulder and down to my wrist. And, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the only thing that I used to have to take was, Flexerol Amobic. That's what they gave me. But it had a it gave you a buzz, and I didn't want to get that anymore. I said, nope, I had enough of it. So I decided to go natural, and I found Relief Factor. And it works. The doggone stuff works. But I found out why. It's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients that are good for you because it helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Problem solved. Now, it's worked for me for going on 7 years, and I'm still taking it. I take it every single day. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and, of course, it's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It comes in little convenient individual packets with the four capsules in there and very easy to take. So, $19.95 gets it started. That's the three-week quick start. You can find that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet, and it works, and that's all I can tell you. And if that gets you off the narcotic stuff that they're giving you there at the VA, then great, great. All right, Kyle. Kamala Harris, I just want to throw this in there because we need a little fun here. Did you hear the latest about Kamala Harris?
Well, yes. She's evidently, I think, concerned that I think staffers don't stand up when she walks into the room.
She's not getting the respect she thinks she deserves.
Right. And I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Whoopi Goldberg or somebody who said that the White House needs to have a big meeting with everybody, evidently, and then tell everybody about the, quote, microaggressions, unquote, that are going on against Kamala Harris. So I don't know when the last time they've had a big meeting, but, you know, obviously you have to show respect to the vice president. I think that would just be part and parcel of working in the White House, one would think.
Well, technically, you are supposed to stand when the vice president comes into the room. They should be given the same respect as the president. That's from a military standpoint, okay? And
sure.
if they are in a position where you render them a salute, you render them a salute. They're supposed to salute you back, although they don't have to. You know, it's just a respectful thing, so I got no problem with that. All right, now, are you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, hold the fort. Here it comes. Here it comes. Get ready. I promise you, it's coming. Here we go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of thing inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Well, I'll tell you what. The reason I played that is because, for the first time, a federal health panel has recommended against the use of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19, despite the reports that it's been successfully used before to treat the illness and has actually saved some people's lives. You know that, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the National Institute of Health's COVID-19 treatment guidelines panel said that as the safety and efficiency of ivermectin for the prevention and treatment of COVID-19 has been evaluated in clinical trials and observational cohorts, it still recommends against the use of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19, except in a clinical trial. So you got to be
right.
A guinea pig to get it.
Exactly. And this has been around for quite some time. You know, you would think there'd be a lot more information rather than just a private study of some sort, because it has been done out in the wild, basically.
And I guess the reason for it is because technically veterinarians use it.
Right. But at the same time, though, the whole point of treating something like this is trying to figure out what's going to work in what situation. You know,
so,
I don't know that there's a one size fits all treatment in this case. It's a very strange virus. I mean, if our estimations are correct and it was put together somehow, created basically, enhanced or whatever, however you want to call it, it's not going to behave as though it would be a naturally occurring virus on planet Earth.
So if I came up to you and I went, well, oh, there, Kyle, I'd be eligible to get ivermectin, right?
That's right. Oh, did you get your ivermectin, we could ask.
Yeah. Well, you know, the left just wants to give us free health care and free child care. Let's just forget all about the communism that's in the country, the defunding of the police, the suppression of free speech, and the radical leftist riots that burnt our cities. Let's just pretend you don't see all that and significant harm that resulted from it. And yes, there are some crazy people on the far right, too. But when you got folks like MSNBC's Mehdi Hasan, okay, and they say they see QAnon in their dreams and are far more obsessed with them than anyone on the right is, boy, then you know why the left is far more dangerous, don't you?
Well, to make a statement like that, people don't agree with QAnon, and they don't. I mean, there are some small percentage of people who follow that, I guess. But the idea, Captain, is that I think they look, especially in this case with this this broadcaster, maybe they just look for things that they can create some kind of controversy about, because they don't want to go out and criticize the other things where people really are authoritarian, where they really are trying to do things that would be harmful to society and so forth. Maybe they want to latch on to something like this because, number one, they can control it in terms of how they talk about it, and it makes them look tough, I guess.
Wait till you hear this one. Journalist and author David Zurawick, who's a frequent contributor on CNN, was on Reliable Sources on Sunday with Stetler, and when he went into the panic mode was when he delivered the frenzied remarks on what he said is the necessity of being able to moderate unfettered free speech.
Right.
Can't have free speech. Can't have that. No.
Well, see, but he's trying to go back to the idea of the Radio Act in 1927, the Communications Act in 1934. But, Captain, I would think that, number one, those were regulations of public airwaves, number one. Number two, I think it had to do with certain standards of broadcasting, but it didn't regulate the speech or the news that could be
reported. Well, it has to do with certain words you couldn't say. We now have, at the time we had, 14, 15 words or something like that. Now we've got seven.
Now you got the seven words, exactly. But I think he's trying to make a false kind of comparison. But certainly the idea of unfettered free speech is how we got this country, or in the sense of what they wanted to be able to do in their own country, so that the king couldn't tell them, you can't discuss this. You can't go to the tavern and discuss thus and such. You can only, we all get that. This is why we have America.
By the way, Joe Biden wrote a book. Right, got a book out there. It's been a big flop. She's registered a microscopic number of sales in the first week, less than 100.
Wow.
Way to go, Jill.
Well, that's right. Oh yeah, Dr. Jill.
Yeah,
her book. Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah, doctor of anything but.
Well,
people think she's a medical doctor.
That's true. That's true. Especially early on during the campaign, when she became a little bit more, where people became more aware of who Jill Biden is. Yeah, you're right. But there was a misnomer about that for a while.
All righty, hold that thought, and folks, we will be right back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got our buddy, Mr. Broadcaster Guy, who's going to take us to break. He's taking a drink of water right now. So here we go.
Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia's 10-week invasion of Ukraine has cost the lives of 3,000 civilians USA Radio's Tim Burke leads off this hour.
The United Nations made that announcement Monday, but the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights believes the actual number is much higher. Their figure shows at least another 3,000 have been hurt in the fighting. The UN specifically mentioned multiple regions, including Mariupol, are places where there are allegations of numerous civilian casualties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joining the chorus of condemnation against remarks made by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television, claiming falsely that Hitler was Jewish.
Mr. Lavrov's comments are just sickening and deserve to be condemned by all who oppose the dangers of anti-Semitism.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. And change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. And change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Uh-oh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Gallagher, you asleep over there in Texas? Mike Gallagher, our buddy who has a studio out back in the same radio station that I'm in, he's over in Texas this week, so I got to pick on him a little bit. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Of course, they've been offering a BOGO extravaganza for the past couple of weeks on multiple MyPillow products. And I can tell you something, it is simply working, because now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with a MyPillow. Now, right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. That's a big deal. I've got two sets of sheets myself. The Giza Elegance My Pillows, those are the fancy pillows. You can get those, and that's another big deal. So there's another one for you. And then, of course, you can get the six-piece towel sets, and you'll actually get a bath towel that will actually wrap around you and roll and go anywhere. My Pillows, those are the little specialty pillows you take on airplanes and buses and that sort of thing, the smaller ones. Or you put them on the edge of the couch. People do that too, and so much more. Now just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 1-800-259-5959. Now, don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give him a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and always use the promo code CAPTAIN. Yep, the promo code is always CAPTAIN. So there you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, CAPTAIN.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line, and I think we got our pal Elliot on the line here. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to West Coast Kyle. I want to run this down to the American people this morning. You know, Governor Abbott of Texas, if President Biden allows Title 42 to dissolve, you should call Mexico President Obrador. And be straight up. You would shut all Mexican truckers and car transportation from the Mexican side. This goes for those who walk across the border to work. Shut the entire damn border down. In Mexico. Now, drug cartels are using three types of drones to carry their product from point A to point B. Be smart, America, across into our country. Now, the Route Observer drones being flown across our border, its job is to quickly decide where the Border Patrol is so they can send their drug mules and illegals a different way. Two, this drone is very similar to companies who use larger drones to deliver pizza or packages. They can carry up to 25 pounds or better. Three, extremely expensive, powerful drones can carry up to a payload of 440 kilograms, which adds up to over 940 pounds. The cartels is using all three systems. Now, Marines on the water, Rio Grande, 10th Mountain Division, out of New York and 18th Airborne, Fort Bragg, joining together to chase, arrest cartel mules and illegals. The 10th and the 18th has the day and night capability to operate on the desert floor and in the mountains. They have battlefield observatory equipment to pick them off and stop them right in their tracks. Fort Bragg 20th Airborne Engineers is much needed to map the entire border for Mexican cartel tunnels, subterranean, search out and destroy. America, tunnels underground can move thousands upon thousands of pounds of drugs as well as illegals. And these drugs per day, actually. Now, pay attention, America. We are losing our country big time. Thank you, Captain, for the opportunity. Thank you.
All right, have a good day. And here we go again with the reason why we can't, and that is?
Well, that's because of the Posse Comitatus Act.
Thank you. And until they change that, which I'm not sure how you go about doing it, until they change that, we're kind of stuck. Now, if we were to declare a war on the border against the drug cartels, there's a thought. You want to declare war against somebody so bad there, Democrats? Declare war against the drug cartels.
Well, right. Well, of course, technology, as what Elliot's talking about, of course, that's also key. But you're right. Until such time as the American military, it isn't restricted in that way. But it's restricted in that way for very good reasons, let's just say. Unfortunately, what's happening on the border is something the administration could be doing a lot about without the military, but they're not at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, the New York Times unleashed a flurry of negative press against Tucker Carlson this weekend. The Times actually published five different articles about Carlson on Saturday and then again on Sunday, including one hit piece that suggested that his show was, you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
The most racist of any show ever on cable news. Here we go.
Well,
That's all they got.
But they keep falling back on this kind of thing because it's a buzzword. It sounds terrible. Oh, my gosh. Well, we don't want to watch a racist program, but anybody who's watched Tucker mm-hmm. Carlson, can you really say that somehow he's
You want to know who's racist? You want to know who's racist?
Who's that?
The people making the accusations.
Well, yeah, because they're bringing it out such that it creates this thing. This is unfortunately, Captain, what happens is you start to dilute what racism is and how terrible it truly is. Because if someone's really acting as a racist, well, that's something that everybody comes against.
Mm-hmm.
But if you simply throw it out there to say, oh, look at Tucker Carlson, he's the most racist program, you know, and all of a sudden it's supposed to just get an automatic response without thinking about it. And that's what they're counting.
Now, Joe Biden's response to Trevor Noah's not-so-funny dig at the White House dinner for the press says it all, because he was laughing at the high gas prices comment and inflation. He was laughing real hard. Well, the Republicans are taking that video and they're going to use that in a commercial, and it's going to come back to bite him in you know what.
Well, Captain, I think the Democrat Party political elite, and Joe Biden is obviously at the very top of all that. They don't care. They don't care what's happening to you and to me and to all the people who are listening to us this morning on the radio. It's just immaterial. It has no basis in, they just don't care what's happening. And they'll laugh about it. They think it's funny. They'll tell you it's transitory. They'll tell you anything. It's Putin's fault, blah, 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 blah. And just keep voting Democrat because we're fighting for you. And it's just a big crock of you know what.
Well, if only 29% of likely U.S. voters think the country's headed in the right direction, and up to 60% of the people don't think it's going in the right direction, what type of a chance do you think the people in charge that are taking in the direction that the people don't like have of staying in power?
Well, that's right. And the 29%, all I can think of is, you know, you can lead a horse to water, I guess. But there's always going to be that hardcore. I actually know some people like this. They just, nope, that's it. Nope, we are just for Biden. That's just it. You know, and okay, but, you know, open your eyes a little bit.
Well, Elon Musk torched NBC, the network, after a host on one of their programs claimed that he handed Twitter to the far right.
Well, it's not that he's handing Twitter to the far right. As far as I understand, he's trying to ensure that it's a free speech platform. Can't you go out there? If let's say you're on the far left. Can't you go on Twitter and tell about your far left ideology and your whole great ideas?
Yep.
But what will happen is those ideas will fail in the marketplace. The whole point of making sure Twitter would suppress any kind of conservative or even middle of the road thought would be because they know that their far left liberal agenda it's not popular.
Yeah. And our Governor Ron DeSantis down here in Florida has vowed to fight the Ministry of Truth, and he said he's not going to let Biden get away with this one because of the fact of what they're going to try to do. And, of course, Ron DeSantis is an attorney, amongst other things, and he said that what they're doing is blatantly unconstitutional.
Yep. Yeah, this is a big fight, and they're going to pour it on.
Yep. And all I can say to that is, go, Ron, go, and it's time to take a break. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number 2. So don't go nowhere. We's going to get to it right here in a minute, just as soon as I find out who's going to do the outward here, the outbreak. Okay, here we go. Look at this one.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
You know, that song is older than some people listen to this show, but that's Merle Haggard, and that was back in the day. Will and Sonny, the show was called Moving on the television, and I'll tell you this much, it had an audience. It had a big black Kenworth Kyle, that they used to drive a single sleeper, big black Kenworth, and they pulled a 40-foot reefer behind it, and they go anywhere that you could go, all around the country. And Sonny was always broke, and Will was always having to scrape for money. It was hilarious. fairly true story about the owner-operator independent driver of the day. Fairly true story, because they lived from load to load to load wherever they went. And mm-hmm. they got a big old load going to California that paid $3,000, so they gave them some money for a little while. But there you go. All right, take it away out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, thanks, Captain. Just since last hour, we now have a special weather statement. This is going to be in the Idaho Falls area, Rexburg, on down through Paris, Idaho. Basically what we're looking at right now is some dynamic cooling that is taking place in areas of heavy snow located along a line extending 12 miles north of Mountview to 7 miles north of Blackfoot Reservoir. Movement north was about 40 miles an hour. The locations impact include Idaho Falls, Rexburg, Rigby, Driggs, and also areas like Wayan, Henry's Lake, Tarrant, Marysville, Lorenzo, Palisades Reservoir, Victor, and Iona. The dynamic cooling is taking place in an area of moderate precipitation, leading to rapidly transitioning to snow. So, drivers, you got to be aware of this. If you're in that area, of course, this is along Interstate 15. This is all in the southeastern corner of Idaho tonight. We also have a fog warning. Looks like the dense fog now is moving. Earlier, it was right near between Laramie and Cheyenne. Now it seems to have taken over through Cheyenne all the way over to the Nebraska border. So if you're coming on I-80 where it meets Interstate 25 and a little bit north of Cheyenne, you're going to run into some dense fog according to the weather map tonight. Also, we have a freeze warning in Northern California. This is going to be up in the Eureka area, but also freeze warnings, Captain, south of Denver as you head down I-25 through Colorado Springs down to Trinidad. You got a freeze warning that extends over to the border there with Kansas, and also in the northeastern corner of New Mexico tonight, we have that freeze warning going on.
All righty. Well, I'm going to start with North Dakota, I-29 from the Canadian border on down to Fargo. You've got some flooding going on there. You've also got some of the leftover remnants from the rain that they've had on and off for the past 3, 4, 5 days. Over there, Moorhead, Minnesota, you got some flooding over there. Duluth, Minnesota, up along the Canadian border over to the west as well. And I'm going to go back over to South Dakota. I'm going to move down to Nebraska. And then I'm going to come on down to Kansas, where we've got a hard freeze in the western part of Kansas, northwestern corner of Kansas, comes right on over and right down to Amarillo, Texas, and we've got a hard freeze there on down to Lubbock. Then we've got a heavy frost warning that kind of angles out from just south of Lubbock over to Plainview and on up into about El Reno, Oklahoma, right now along I-40. Now, we do have some flooding conditions up on I-70 in Missouri around Columbia. There's some low-lying areas in there, and I'm sure the secondary roads over there, some of them might have some water in because of all the rain they've had, as well as down towards I-44 now. Now, this is important because you've got flooding going on right now down there in different areas along I-44 from Joplin all the way over to Lebanon. And by the way, that also includes Branson. So Branson is getting some flooding as well. And we do have in Arkansas right now, the northern part of Arkansas, this would be coming across I-40. We do have some severe thunderstorm warnings, and we do have some major flood warnings there, too, where that rain is coming down very, very heavy all the way over to Little Rock from about 25, 30 miles into Arkansas and then all the way across there. And then we've got an area with severe thunderstorms and a watch in the central part of Arkansas, north-south, south of Little Rock down towards the Louisiana line. Now, in the great state of Indiana, the northeastern part of Indiana, you've got some flood watches in there, and also the northwestern corner of Ohio. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, that just about wraps it up for that. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Reports are always brought to us by the Pilot and Flying J. We appreciate them very much. And stop on in there and see what they have to offer, folks, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. Kyle, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, there's a lot of things that have been going on. But before I go over to Denise Simon, who's going to be on the line here in a minute, WUSX, welcome aboard, 98.5 FM. They're playing our show live weekdays from 2 to 6 a.m., as well as on the weekends from 2 to 5. They are located in the Delmarva area, which is Delaware and Maryland, Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, Milford. I know the areas very well. We appreciate you guys bringing us on board. And, again, it won't be boring here at night. I guarantee you that one, as you've already found out, listening to us for the first couple hours that we've been on the air here. Okay, so to Denise Simon we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there happens to be more going on than just the Supreme Court thing, but I got to, because we'll do all the Supreme Court stuff after the top of the hour, I got to mention something here. We had a religious, now the Supreme Court did do something yesterday that apparently I guess was okay, and that was the bit about the flagpole in Boston. They made a decision there, remember? On the Establishment Clause, where the City Hall in Boston said, oh, no, you can't fly a flag, a religious flagpole here because we don't allow that sort of thing. And the Supreme Court said, not true, not true. So the
correct.
So the Christian flag went up again. So nobody really pitched a big stink about that, did they?
Well, hey, First Amendment, I think anything that deals with First Amendment going through the Supreme Court, the First Amendment's always going to win. It said that that the city of Boston was in violation.
Yep.
And this had gone on, some kind of a private group was trying to, you know, fly their flag, and you know, it became a, you know, kind of a revolution kind of thing. So, Breyer, I actually think, wrote that opinion, too.
Yes,
so,
he did.
I think it's a good one on his way out the door.
Well, of course, we're going to be talking extensively about the Supreme Court and the Roe v. Wade leak, and this is a big deal because somebody could very easily there's a criminal aspect to this for what was done if the Chief Justice wants to pursue it, and there's a civil aspect that's there whether the Chief Justice pursues it or not. So we don't know where that's going to go, but we certainly are going to get into that. And folks, the questions we're going to ask are, why was this leak done, and who would want to do something like this? Of course, whether or not it's illegal, what do they expect to gain, and is this going to change any of the justices' mind in what we believe is a 5-4 case? So we'll find out more. Here comes the music. You hang on, Denise, and folks, be right back right after the top of the hour. News on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way on the Radio.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.